Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, and we continue our series today ahead of the general elections on the 29th of May, catching up with the various political parties and checking on their state of readiness. And today we're joined by Athol Trollope. He is Action South Africa's candidate for Premier of the Eastern Cape Province. Athol, thanks for your time. Thank you for joining us. Briefly, how are things going with the Green Machines preparations?
Darren, it's very interesting. It's obviously the first major election that we have participated in as a political party, and we're very excited. We're excited to be contesting all 9 provinces, and I'm excited to test what our political establishment is going to achieve. You know, I've spent the last just over 2 years setting up structures across the Eastern Cape. We're represented in all 6 district municipalities, in every single municipality, and in the 2 metros. So we're very excited. We're looking forward to it.
What's the growth been like in the Eastern Cape, according to your numbers, following you being announced as candidate and over the course of the past 2 years, basically, since you've been involved in setting up those structures?
Well, look, you know, Darren, when I was happily out of politics, as you know, for 2 years, and my former colleague Herman Mashaba contacted me and said he'd like to meet me. I really didn't want to meet with him because I knew what he wanted. Anyway, out of respect to our former relationship as when we were both mayors, I went to see him in Johannesburg and we had a 4-hour-long meeting. And at his conclusion, he'd asked me to come and join him to help fix South Africa and in particular fix the Eastern Cape. That's Action SA's slogan, "Let's fix South Africa." I said to Herman, you know, strength to your arm. I think you're doing a great job and South Africa needs a party like yours, but I've had enough. And he just looked back at me and said, "Have you done enough?" And it was the most unbelievable question anyone has ever posed to me because I really thought I'd done enough. And then upon reflection, I realized that our province is probably the most dysfunctional, broken province of all in a really dysfunctional, broken country. And it was clear that I hadn't done enough. So I've spent the last 2 years crisscrossing this province, setting up structures. There's been great reception. And I'm astounded. You know, I was in another political party doing the same thing 28 years ago. And what we've been able to achieve in 2 years took me many, many, many years previously. So I've been very impressed with the reception and also the quality of people that we've got working for Action SA across the Eastern Cape.
What would be a good result for Action SA on the morning of the 30th of May? You must have your targets.
A really good result for Action SA, because I think that goes to the nub of the question of what this election is all about. This election is about getting rid of an incompetent, inept, overwhelmed, corrupt government. Okay, and that happens to be the government of the African National Congress. So a good election for Action SA would be for us to have unseated the current government and to be part of a new government in whatever form, whether it's outright in our wildest dreams or whether it's in a coalition, as a partner in a coalition. That would be the best result possible. The one thing I've learnt in politics with respect to your question is that never to give targets to the media and to talk shows, because I might say 20%, and if we get 18%, it will be said that we failed. And if we get 21%, nobody says, "Wow, you know, you exceeded your target." So our target is very specific. We have targets in each province as provincial chairpersons of provinces. We know what we want to go and get. Every single branch in every single municipality has a target. They know how many votes we want to achieve in each ward and in each municipality. So we're all aware of that, but we do not discuss them openly in the media. We're a new political party. We've never contested an election before. When we did contest an election in 2021, we only contested 6 municipalities out of 278, and we got 550,000 votes. So that makes us the 6th biggest party in South Africa, which is one incredible achievement. And this election is now 3 years further down the line, where we have got structures and people working on the ground on a daily basis. So we expect to do much, much better than 550,000 votes. We'd be very happy if we got, you know, 3 or 4 times that amount in the next election.
You mentioned coalitions. There's been a lot of talk of the likelihood of coalitions following this general election. Your thoughts on that? You've got experience at local government level of coalitions not necessarily working out. Would it be a good or a bad thing?
Well, first of all, I think the days of hegemonic outright majority governments in South Africa are over. You know, if you look back over the last 150 years, from the early 1900s to the mid-1900s, you had a sort of English-dominated colonialist background kind of government. And then from 1948, you had an Afrikaans-orientated nationalist government, you know, towards the end of the 1900s. And for the past 30 years, you've got a hegemonic, dominant African National Congress government. But those days are over because, you know, coalitions have become part of the political landscape all over the world. And we have one of the most diverse populations in the world. So we will have a coalition government. We will certainly have coalition governments in three or four or maybe five of the big provinces in this country, if not a coalition government at a national level. Now, you say I've had some experience. Yes, I have had experience. And some of it was really good and some of it was less good. And coalitions haven't performed all that well in South Africa over the last, let's say, 10 or 15 years. But there have been some really good coalition governments. So, you know, they work in other parts of the world and they will work in South Africa. And what we must never do is look back and say coalitions haven't been good, therefore they can't be good. Because, you know, how do you gain experience, Darren, other than by doing things? And every time we go into a coalition government and we find where the weaknesses are, you learn from your experience and you become better at doing things. So, you know, I just think that South Africans will have a coalition government in many parts of the country, if not nationally, and we will get better at it because we've been doing it for, you know, longer periods now, and we've seen where the pitfalls are. And we've seen which political parties are trustworthy and which are not trustworthy. And in my own experience representing Action SA in the discussions around the multi-party charter for the last year, I have seen some maturity developing in South African politics where different political parties can sit around the table and they can talk about putting the country first and how we're going to do that. And how are we going to, you know, put our egos aside and make concessions? And I think that's good for South Africa. The fact that we have been in a grouping of political parties that have been talking to each other every Thursday night, every second week for the last year is completely new and something that we can be very proud of. So I think that South Africans have shown time and time again that we are certainly better together and we are really bad when we are polarized and divided like we are right now in South Africa. So I think coalitions are here to stay. They can work. They require really strong leadership. They also require, you know, open, frank accountability where political parties sign the coalition and they commit themselves to that, literally signing it in blood and making the coalition agreement public so that if they do break the coalition agreement, there are consequences and there are public consequences. I think that South Africa will go through a golden period of government over the next 50 years where coalitions will be an integral part of government.
What do you make of the electorate at the moment, Athol? Are you getting a sense that they're energized or are they apathetic and disillusioned?
Look, if you look at the 2021 election where 18 million registered voters did not vote and only 17 million did vote, some people regard that as something of a crisis. I don't at all. I just think that that is a process of an unfolding democracy where people are breaking generational voting patterns. You know, many of us vote for the party of our forefathers. And when you get to a point where you no longer feel that you can vote for the party of your forebears, the first step is not to vote. So you just withhold your vote. And then thereafter, you look for other alternatives and then give your vote to alternative parties. So we as a new party and a new offering to South Africa are very excited about the fact that there are 18 million registered voters who didn't vote in the last election who will consider us as an option. And I think our electorate is probably more energized for this election than they have been for the last five or six. I mean, this is the seventh election that South Africans, national election, that we will be having since 1994. And my experience is that the electorate is energized. They are sick and tired of what's been going on in this country. We're known all over the world for the very worst reasons. And I think South Africans are tired of that. South Africans want to be identified in the global world as a country that does things uniquely and differently, and we don't want to be renowned for crime and corruption, which we currently are. And incidentally, those two things alone are primarily responsible for the fact that we cannot grow our economy, because no one wants to invest in a country where people are unsafe and where corruption is prevalent and where money isn't spent on economic infrastructure and where local citizens don't even want to invest in the economy. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a really good turnout in this election. I think South Africans are ready for change. And I pray that South Africa will have a change of government, because that would be the best indicator that our democracy is healthy and alive. If we simply just carry on with the same old government forever and they take us for more and more for granted, then South Africa will become a failed state. And that is the one indicator where governments believe that their voters will vote for them come hell or high water, because they will vote for the party of liberation or the party of their forebears. They end up taking you for granted, and we have a government that is taking South Africans for granted, and I think South Africans are going to show the government that they actually have the power, because that's the real thing. Voters in this country have the power to change their government. If that 18 million group of South Africans who did not vote in the last election, if half or a quarter of them are mobilized to vote in this election, we will have a new government.
Action South Africa's manifesto. Can we take a look at that? And if I could ask you about a hot topic, foreign nationals, immigration. I see that being raised in the media and in more and more discussion groups and forums. What's the Action South Africa position on that before we move on to other points of your manifesto, Ethel?
Okay, thanks very much, Darren. First of all, just a small correction. Our party's name is Action SA. It's one word. It's not an acronym. It's Action SA.
Thank you.
And we're very clear about illegal immigration. First of all, our president always says that we understand and appreciate that this country has been built on the backs of immigrants that have come into this country over a long period of time and have added value to growing South Africa to where it is today. So we have no problem with legal immigration. And if I could just quote from the good book, John 10:1 says that, "Verily I say to you, anyone who enters the sheep pen through the gate is a friend, and anyone who enters the sheep pen by any other means is a thief and a robber." So if I can put that in a South African context, is that we are the sheep pen in South Africa. We need to look after our sheep in that pen, and those who come through the gate, and we know who they are, and we can monitor and control them from anywhere else, no problem. Those who enter the sheep pen by any other means are unwelcome, because we don't know who they are. They have no documentation. We have no biometric records of them. We will never be able to make sure that they pay tax and that they, you know, abide by our rules and laws. So very simply, you're not welcome in this country if you haven't come through a formal channel or a gate into our country. We can't afford to have millions and millions and millions of immigrants in this country who are having their children in our hospitals, sending their children to our schools, drawing grants, accessing, you know, illicit identity documents, and crossing borders at the end of every month when it's SASSA payday to collect South African social security. We simply cannot afford to do that. So we're very clear. If you're here legally and you add value and you're going to invest, you're going to create jobs, you're more than welcome, especially if you're a tourist. If you're here illegally, you're not welcome, and we're going to send you back to where you come from, and we're going to look after border management with much more stringent control. We will use technology. We will use drones. We will use informants. We will use the South African Defense Force, and we will use every single methodology available to us, including employing unemployed people to look after South African sovereign interests.
Major issues that the electorate are likely to focus on come May 29. Crime and the economy are always two pivots. Any other points?
Okay, first of all, I really would like to talk about the primary one for us is the economy. Darren, we've got an unemployment crisis in this country, especially in the Eastern Cape. 70% youth unemployment, over 40% general unemployment. So that is a crisis and is completely unsustainable and will never be sustainable by, you know, grants like the 350 rand a month grant. That just cannot sustain anybody. So we need to put people into work. We need to be able to attract foreign direct investment. And in order to do that, we have to address crime. and we have to address corruption, and we have to address our infrastructure and productivity of South Africans. So those are the key areas that we'd have to focus on. And then when it comes to crime, you know, Darren, law and order starts with each one of us. It starts with what we teach our children at home. If your child arrives at home with a fancy flat-screen TV set and you know they don't have the means to acquire that, or a motor car and park it behind your house, you as a parent need to find out from your child, where does this come from? How did you get hold of it? You can't simply just turn a blind eye and knowing that it's probably been stolen or that got it illicitly and say nothing. So we need to be much more exemplary at home. We need to stop at stop streets. We need to observe the law ourselves, and we need to be law abiding. But also as a country, we need law enforcement. So we need a much better prosecuting authority. It needs to be independently funded. It needs to be free of political meddling and manipulation. So we would have a Chapter 9 institution that deals with prosecution, convictions, and also we say that the only way to really enforce the law in this country is that if you're sentenced to 10 years, 15 years, or 25 years, you must know that you're going to serve the full sentence with no remission, and that when you are in jail, you're going to work to pay back your crime to society. So you will be part of work gangs to fix potholes, work in broken hospitals, and to pay back. You can't sit in a correctional services having three meals a day watching TV when law-abiding South Africans do not have those privileges. So we will bring back law and order. We will make sure we have a proper, effective police service that's properly led. It's not led at the moment. Our police are ill-disciplined. I can tell you of countless cases of police people being found completely, utterly drunk in police vehicles, having their firearms stolen from them. In fact, police armories are broken into with regular monotony. Police cannot even defend their own police stations against criminals in this country, let alone protect communities. So we need to do something drastic about our police force. We need to pay police people better. We need to expect better discipline, better leadership. And also, people need to understand that an effective police service is one that prevents crime. We have a police minister who arrives in his fancy hat at every single crime scene after the scene and starts telling people to shoot, to kill, and all that kind of thing. That is the worst indication of a police force that's in trouble. A proper, successful police service is a police service that prevents crime. And the only way to do that is to be the Bobby on the beat, in the street, visibly policing communities, and more police in vulnerable communities than communities that are less vulnerable. And we need to make sure that they have the resources, like vehicles, telephone. Many of our police stations are not even connected on the telephone. So even if you had a crisis and phoned them, you won't be able to get hold of them. So we really have to sharpen up a lot on police and crime prevention.
Last question before I do let you go, Athol. You're a new party, as you said, Action SA, and another new party on the block, Jacob Zuma's MK Party. What sort of impact or effect do you expect them to have on the election?
Well, you know, Darren, I'm really not yet to speak about other political parties, but let me just say one thing about Jacob Zuma's party. What astounds me about it is that most of the problems in this country were created during Jacob Zuma's tenure as a president, and the current ANC president described them as 9 wasted years. They were certainly wasted years, but they were also very troubled years. Now, what I simply cannot understand is all this hype about this new party with Jacob Zuma at its helm, who are now going to fix the problems that they caused under his leadership. So I don't think MK is going to do as well as they are projected to do. I think they might get some support in KZN because Jacob Zuma very clearly is pushing the ethnic offering to KwaZulu-Natal. He's obviously a Zulu, and we've seen that ethnic alignment is an issue in politics in KwaZulu-Natal. He had a meeting scheduled in Motherwell in Nelson Mandela Bay recently that had to be cancelled because the turnout was so pathetic. I don't think people in South Africa are as stupid as the media makes out. I think South Africans know that Jacob Zuma is not capable of fixing the problems of this country and that he's the originator of those problems. So I don't think MK is going to do nearly as well as people make out. And I also pray that they don't do well because, you know, MK, EFF and ANC, they all have the same DNA. If they have to get together in a coalition, they most likely will, and they will drive very hard bargains, as we've seen with Julius Malema insisting that if he does give their EFF votes to the ANC, he will demand that Floyd Shivambu be the Minister of Finance. Heaven help us. We saw what he did with VBS. Can't be trusted near the money. And then, of course, Jacob Zuma, you know, he wants to be president again. And the only way he can do that is to come again as another political party. And, you know, if he isn't a president in South Africa, he won't go to parliament because he will lose all his perks. So I think Jacob Zuma is just a stalking horse for a desperate initiative by the radical economic transformation thieves of this country who want to get their snouts back into the trough. And I think the electorate will turn them down.
We do appreciate your time and appreciate you always being available to us. We're catching up with Athol Trollope as we head into the general elections in South Africa on May 29. He is Action SA's candidate for Premier of the Eastern Cape. Many thanks, Athol. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, Darren.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.